Hello! Welcome to It's Okay to Feel with Jennifer Unknown, a NAMI OC podcast, where we explore mental health topics that help you feel your feelings and feel a little less alone. We're so happy you're here. Now, on to the show.
Welcome to It's Okay to Feel, a podcast by NAMI OC and hosted by me, Noan Wells, and my dear friend, Jennifer Lynn. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, that's me.
That's you. And we have Austin Messick here. He works at NAMI OC. Austin, welcome.
Hi, thanks, Noan. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Thanks for being here. So before we get to things, let's just go around the table and introduce ourselves and kind of what we do. Austin, why don't you kick us off?
Sure. So again, my name is Austin Messick. I'm a development assistant and events coordinator with NAMI Orange County.
Amazing. Jennifer, how about you?
Hello. I am an illustrator, author, and podcast host. And I like empowering people and bringing them up in this world. Bringing them up. It sounds like I'm everyone's mother.
You are. You're the world's mother.
I'm Mother Earth. surprise. I just want to make the world a more empowering place. And I do that with happy, quirky illustrations and vulnerable, humorous books and a mental wellness podcast called Rainy Day Diaries.
Amazing. Yeah, and it's all lovely people. And yeah, my name's Noan Wells. That's N-O-N with the a straight line over the O called a macron. It's very nerdy. I didn't give this name to myself. My parents did.
How unusual. Most people give themselves their own names.
How dare you? How dare you? I'm also in the mental health podcasting game. My podcast is called You Me Empathy, and I have a little small business called the Feely Human Collective. And I want to put more empathy and feelings and vulnerability into the world. And really grateful to be a part of this project for NAMI OC called It's Okay to Feel. Very excited. So let's talk a little bit about how this came to be and a little bit of the why of this podcast. I want to bring it back to Austin. Austin, like, where did this idea come from? Why did you think of us? And really butter us up.
Sure. So I guess the origin of the It's Okay to Feel podcast, which is being coordinated in conjunction with our new media masterclass, which I'll explain a little bit later. It all came from a grant proposal that we submitted for CARES Act funding to create some mental wellness programming for high school and college students here in Orange County. You know, as we saw at the COVID-19 pandemic and kind of all of the social unrest that's happening and, you know, the upheaval of everyday life, you know, especially for high school and college students whose school lives were turned completely upside down, you know, has left many students in need of mental health resources and, you know, connection to people and ideas that inspire them. So, you know, our goal with this podcast was to give, you know, high school and college students, particularly here in Orange County, a chance to hear stories and ideas that will inspire them and let them know that they're not alone.
Amazing. Yeah, that makes me feel good to be a part of it, you know, because it's certainly the work that Jennifer and I appreciate and is close to our heart is just, yeah, reminding people that we're not alone, that our feelings matter, that talking about mental health is crucial because we all have mental health, right?
Especially for that age bracket, because I know growing up, I didn't have resources or I wasn't introduced to resources. And I'm hoping that this will really resonate with some people who might need some encouragement.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a really good point. Yeah, when I was growing up, it seemed like there was just like rocks and sticks and I had to like figure out how those...
That's why you were creating so much fire back then.
That's right. I made the wheel and I, you know, did paintings on caves. It was a whole thing. But yeah, no, truly though, it does like warm my heart to know that there are organizations like NAMI and others doing this kind of work, making people feel less alone in the world because we're in this together, truly. So let's talk a little bit about, before we get into kind of like the preview of, you know, the next few months of this podcast, I want to hear from Austin a little bit about the Media Masterclass. Like how is that going to play a role in this podcast?
Sure. So the Media Masterclass is the second part of this program. And it's a course that we are specifically designing for high school and college students, particularly age 16 through 24, to give them a chance to learn, you know, the basics of podcasting, how to form their authentic on-air persona so they can kind of more, you know, comfortably express themselves on things like podcasts and YouTube, some strategies for building a following and advertising their creative work on social media, and successfully connecting kind of all of these parts of their content ecosystem, if you will, to kind of have this cohesive message and create a vibrant personal brand. And we're really focusing on, you know, helping students in this age bracket provide messages of hope and positivity about mental wellness. So that's a major component of this. And when students graduate from our Media Masterclass, they'll have a chance to host and produce their very own episode of this, the It's Okay to Feel podcast. And you know, we're hoping to launch those student-led podcasts by the beginning of November, but we're probably going to have some surprise guest hosts before then as well. So everybody keep your eyes and your ears out for that too.
Do you want to talk about how they can sign up or who can sign up for this program and then when the classes would start?
So anyone in that 16 to 24 age bracket can sign up. We are primarily here for Orange County residents, but if you're outside of Orange County, you can still sign up. To do that, you can email info, that's I-N-F-O, at namioc.org, and just write Media Masterclass in the subject line, and we will sign you up.
Hooray.
Hooray. You know, what I love about that is, you know, it goes back to, like, you know, having the support and doing, you know, processing these things and thinking about mental health through the medium of podcasting is very powerful. And I think that it's a good reminder of, like, the various ways that we can process mental health and we can think about our mental health and our feelings. Is there are no right or wrong ways to do it. And there are myriad ways and mediums like podcasting that we can do it with. So it's very empowering to me, at least, and only me. I'm just kidding.
I wanted to ask Austin, why us? Why are we the amazing podcast hosts for this new podcast?
Sure. So leading up to this, I was doing a lot of research, trying to find mental health podcasts. And one of my colleagues at NAMI connected me to Known because she had taken one of the Feel a Human Empathy workshops and loved it and recommended his podcast, You Me Empathy. And, you know, I loved that, Known, you have these, you know, impressive stories and experts who come in and touch on mental wellness topics that are so important right now. And then, you know, through some more research, I encountered Jennifer's Rainy Day Diaries podcast, which, you know, Jennifer, I just love the way you're able to authentically connect with your guests. And I saw that Lori Gottlieb was on there, and I had just read her book, Maybe You Should Talk to Someone. So I got kind of excited to hear her, you know, talk on a podcast that I hadn't really heard of before. So it was just kind of fun to see, that you were interviewing, her. And then, you know, when I ended up talking to both of you, I could not decide who to choose, because I just loved both of your approaches and thought for a second, well, maybe we could get you two to co-host together, and see what kind of dynamic duo we could create. And lo and behold, you agreed. And I'm very excited because the two of you, you know, you bring so much to the table and, you know, a lot of experience and a lot of love and dedication to, you know, talking about mental wellness that, you know, I'm just excited to see what you two are able to, you know, bring to this podcast and how we can kind of all work together to really bring a strong message of mental wellness to, you know, teens and young adults in that high school and that college area.
Lovely. Well, I mean, but if you were to, like, rank Jennifer and I, I'm just kidding.
obviously me.
Yeah, obviously Jennifer. So the way that this, I'm talking to the listeners now, the way that this podcast, It's Okay to Feel, is going to work is the next, you know, basically through the end of the year into early January, we're going to release, you know, episodes, interview episodes with expert guests every Monday, starting today, October 19th.
And,
and then, as Austin said, you know, sometime in November, hopefully early November, the Media Masterclass episodes will be coming out on Thursdays, I believe. And the episodes that Jennifer and I will be a part of is we're really kind of structuring them to kind of really hit on big mental health topics like anxiety, like why it's okay to feel, like body image, like so many, like these big sort of meaty mental health topics. And we've sort of designed the next 3.5 months to kind of start basic and like work, you know, lead us to like some more complex areas of mental health. And we'll have the guest interview, but then Jennifer and I will also have like a pre-interview sort of preamble where we talk a little bit about our relationship to the topic. And we've already recorded a few of those, obviously, and they've been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's been really great. I think you all are going to love it.
Indeed. Indeed, Rooney. So what else do we want to say? I guess I will just say that I'm happy you're here, happy you're listening. I hope you can continue listening. This is something that means a lot to us. You know, we got to talk about our mental health. We got to talk about our feelings. These things matter. We even have, if you want to reach out to the show, we have an email address. It's okay to feel at namioc.org. That's it's okay to feel, okay spelled out, at namioc.org. You'll be able to listen to all of the episodes wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple, Spotify, etc. And show notes for this show will be on the namioc.org website. Yay!
Hooray!
Hooray! Well, I'm excited for the next few months. I know Jennifer's excited. I know Austin can barely keep it together. He's so excited.
I am over the moon. I am certainly shaking in my boots. I'm over the moon. I just can't wait to get this started and, you know, provide some great content for our listeners. So, you know, thank you for having me and thank you for hosting this show, you two. It's going to be great fun.
Thank you for having us. It's a blessing and we're super excited to be a part of this.
Indeed. And we have a couple of disclaimers that we need to share because
we love them.
We love disclaimers, period. And the second thing is that we're not therapists. Jennifer and I are not therapists. So I will say that it's okay to feel is for informational, educational, and or entertainment purposes only and is not a substitute for medical or psychiatric advice, diagnosis, or treatment. That basically means, again, we're not therapists. We're here as people with lots of lived experience. But if you are, you know, struggling and, you know, you need to talk to someone, you know, NAMIOC has amazing resources. There are crisis support lines, and we'll make sure to include all of that in the show notes for this episode. We also have a funding statement that my pal Jennifer is going to read right now.
I'm so excited. This podcast was funded by Orange County Healthcare Agency, OCHCA, Behavioral Health Services, Coronavirus Aid Relief, and Economic Security CARES Act, which basically means people believe in this mission to bring more feeliness to the world podcast style, and we are very grateful for their support.
Indeed we are, and we have an outro that I'm going to read right now. But before I do, I feel like the way I'm approaching this is like Purred Happily in Parks and Rec.
I feel don't have to say this is the outro.
I know, it's kind of fun though.
I'm going to say I have an outro right now.
The outro is about to begin right now. Hey, remember that your feelings are valid. Your feelings are guideposts on your journey, and it's always okay to feel.
Dun, 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 dun. Thank you so much for listening. If you loved the episode, we would love for you to subscribe and leave us a review. For more information or just to say hello, head over to Instagram at @NAMI_OC, @NAMI_OC, or say hi to Known at @YouMeEmpathy, or me, Jennifer, at @JenniferLynn, JenipherLynn. Thanks. Have a beautiful day.